The Upside brought to you by Nice Embroidery Printing and Promotions. You want a whole bunch of people dressed alike? Then these are the people to call, 594-5461, or visit them online, sewniceembroidery.com.
Yay! Why, I'm so happy, I'd like to go out and bust somebody in the nose.
I feel good! Can't run,
bring me down. I'm wildly excited about today's program.
A couple of customers walked into a sit-down pizza joint in Rhode Island last week, spent $48 and tipped their waitress $810.
I love this story. This waitress apparently having a pretty rough day and not able to find a sitter for her three-year-old. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, you're working at a pizza joint and you're also having to pay for a sitter.
Yeah.
I mean, a sitter is not cheap anymore. When you get a babysitter, it's not inexpensive.
Yeah.
That is wonderful that these people did this for her.
I'm having trouble understanding the monetary situation, that it's $48 for the check and then so you spent $858. Why not the extra two? Just go $860. Mm-hmm. Come on. I mean, why? Just round
that
thing
off. They had in their pocket.
That's all they had was
$800. Maybe it was just cash.
They were walking around with $810 in their pocket.
That's a lot of money.
Good reason. Good way to get knocked over the head
right.
And just be like, I know you were going to tip that waitress, but not anymore. I'm taking
this. Those are great stories. And it's nice to see, you know, a lot of times around the holidays, you think about people and servers and whatever it is that people do in the different services, that you try to tip them a little bit more. But this is just, it sounds like it was completely random, you know, that they understood that she was under a lot of stress and were just trying to help.
Anything you can do in these trying times is usually appreciated.
Yeah.
Finland and Sweden are set to apply to join NATO, a historic move for two traditionally neutral countries. I put this down as good news because, you know, look, the more people we can get into NATO, the more we are a conglomeration standing up against those who would attack. And by the way, NATO is a purely defensive organization. It says, look, if you attack one of us, you attack all of us. We all come to the defense of anybody who's a part of this group that gets attacked. So when Vladimir Putin says, well, how dare you bring NATO right up to my doorstep? What do you have to worry about? If you're not attacking anybody, then you have nothing to be concerned about.
Well, and he's concerned because he's done something very, very wrong with Ukraine and going into Ukraine. And this was a peaceful country. They weren't causing any problem for Russia. And then Russia makes up a narrative about why they have to go in and take part of their territory.
Full of Nazis.
Yeah.
It's Nazi riddled.
What are you talking about, Vladimir Putin? Yeah. So, you know, don't worry about it, you know, and it's one of the reasons that NATO is important, so that everyone is aligned. When you get somebody like a bully like Vladimir Putin, it's like, you know what, we're going to shut you out and good luck on your own over there in Russia. And that's part of what this is.
By the way, I haven't seen Volodymyr Zelensky around lately. Yeah. Has he been showing up on your screen?
I haven't seen him.
He vanished for a moment there.
Well, let's hope he hasn't vanished.
I hope he's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he went underground because, you know, I don't know if you saw this or not, but a couple of weeks ago, you had Bono and The Edge show up and do a concert, and he's trying to avoid that happening again. He's just like, haven't my people suffered enough? Can we just stop this now? That's unfair. I'm a U2 fan, actually. I do like them. Joe Biden says you should spend that COVID money, you know, all that leftover cash that every state seems to have, where our coffers are piled full with COVID relief funds that we apparently didn't need. He says you should spend that on more cops and reducing crime.
Wow, what a switch for Joe Biden.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hope he didn't get whiplash on that 180 that he just pulled there.
Sure did.
You know,
How about that?
He, at one point, you know, the only quote you'll find from him on the subject is he says, well, the police can come across as being the enemy sometimes. But he has tacitly sat back and allowed people to talk about defunding the police without stepping up and going, this is a terrible idea. Don't do that, because that's going to lead to problems. All too often, it's not even the police. I mean, look, we've discussed this in Birmingham. We had 50 murders. 50 murders were midway through the fifth month of the year.
Yeah, we're not even halfway through the year.
Not quite halfway through, and we've got 50 murders. The problem isn't the police. The police in Birmingham are doing their damnedest. The problem is once they get in front of DAs and they end up going to judges, these guys slap on the wrist, you're back on the street, even if it's a serious crime, it's like, well, we'll make sure you got nice low bail because it's not fair that your bail would be high. So that's really where the problem lays. Something has to be done about these DAs and these lenient judges.
Well, maybe we get those DAs in a patrol car running around trying to pick up these guys with weapons that are shooting and doing the things that they're doing, and maybe you get a little better idea what police officers have to do on a daily basis, putting their lives on the line for you, Mr. DA, that just lets them walk.
Yeah.
And that's the aggravation.
Actually put them on the street and let them see what it is they're dealing with and understand the crimes that these people are committing, and they can stop letting them go and terrorizing neighborhoods, which is what's going on with these guys. Unfortunately, when you defund the police, you frighten them out of the highest crime neighborhoods, and that's where they're needed the most.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.